You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today is our last week of our Ten Commandments, which is do not covet. This is the English. Sa Tagalog po, wala pong kabet. Okay, so it's a very simple message. Do not covet your neighbor's house. Okay, and the whole text is found in Exodus 20, verse 17. It says, you must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Okay, now, what does it mean when we say covet? Now, covet has been used in a positive light in Scripture and in a negative light. Okay, sa New Testament, sinabi, covet spiritual gifts. Okay, the same word was used. Okay, but then, in the Old Testament, dito sa Ten Commandments, sinabi, do not covet your neighbor's house or wife or donkey or servants. What this was saying is, if there is a term for the word covet in the Old Testament, in the Ten Commandments specifically, ang ibig po sabihin ng covet is misdirected and uncontrolled desire. It's not for you, it's not what God wants, and you still desire to get it. That's covet, right? So it's misdirected. It's not the direction where God wants you to go. It's not the direction God wants you to pursue. But you keep pursuing something that God is telling, hindi yan sa'yo at hindi yan para sa'yo. Not only is it misdirected, it's uncontrolled. Ibig sabihin, umiikot na yung mundo mo doon para lang makuha yun. Diba? Ilan sa atin, nakakalimutan natin mga importanteng bagay sa buhay dahil meron tayong gustong bagay na bilhin. We forgot about our family, we forgot about going to church, and we need to work overtime. Why? Just to get the latest gadget. It is coveting. Yeah? It's always saying, ang ganda kasi nung meron sa kanya, gusto ko din nun. That is what it means to covet. And to covet also means, sa neighbor mo yan, gusto mong kunin. So gagawa ka ng paraan para makuha. When I say makuha, not really stealing, but at least I also have one. Because you're comparing. And this is what covet is. It's misdirected and uncontrolled desire. In our world today, we live in a world that covets a lot. And that's why ang advertising sobrang taas ng budget. Kasi alam nila, they're able to recuperate all the expenses they do in advertising. Because people are coveting things. People covet money. People covet material things that they see from their friends and their neighbors. And this is what the Bible was talking about. In short, ang word na covet, hindi lang siya physical act, it is a heart issue. It starts here that I want something that really, God doesn't really want me to have it, but I want it. That's why it's misdirected. It's uncontrolled. It's not controlled by God. It's controlled by my emotions and by what I want. Therefore, it becomes uncontrolled. One of the most prevalent thing na kinokovet natin is money. And in the Old Testament, the wisest man, King Solomon, actually wrote about it. He says in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 10, those who love money will never have what? Enough. Ang tao daw kinokovet na yumaman ng yumaman will never have enough. How meaningless to think that wealth brings true happiness. Solomon started out having the right heart. God, give me wisdom. That's the wisdom niya and knowledge niya. And because of his fame, he started getting a lot of things. Whatever he wanted, he got. He got donkeys, horses, chariots, soldiers, women, houses, castles. And he would have all of this. And then he felt like it was never enough. That's why Ecclesiastes is a book written by an old Solomon telling the next generation, wealth doesn't really bring true happiness. I've tasted it all and I still feel incomplete. Because for humans like us, all of us in this room, it is never enough. That's why we covet, right? We can accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, pero feel pa rin natin kulang. And the voice of a covetous heart of a person is always, it's never enough. Kailangan ko pa. Dapat mas bago. I need to have the latest. Okay. When they made the survey, what is your dream? Almost everybody in the survey, common answer is what? To have more than my neighbor. Yung meron siya, higitan ko. Tinatawag natin American dream, di ba? Marami dati gusto pumunta America to get a lot of money. Yeah? Or the Metro Manila dream, mga taga-probinsya gusto pumunta dito just to have the latest what? Gadget or the latest thing so that I can feel more richer than my friend or my neighbor. This is out of a heart of covetousness. And Solomon was saying, naku, wag yan. And so our topic for today is actually not covetousness, but the antidote to covetousness, which is contentment. Ang pinakagamot para gumaling tayo sa pagiging covetous is really contentment. That we need to learn how to be content in life. Yan lang ang gamot. Wala nang ibang gamot. Okay? Hindi tatabla ang tempra o paracetamol. You actually need contentment to make it happen. Siguro Benadryl para makatulog ka. Okay? Pero magigising ka rin eh. Right? What that means is, it will never cure you because it's a hard thing. It's not when I get, I'll be fully satisfied already. Nalala nyo nung nakuha nyo yung Nintendo DS nyo? Kala nyo, yun na yun, no? Biglang lumabas yung PS, PS1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 4 lang pala, okay? Yeah. It never gets, nung nakuha mo yung Nokia 3210 mo, gabi, cool na cool ka, tapos nag-snake ka pa. Guys, snake, oh. Yeah, ngayon, kung naka-Nokia 3210 ka, kahit iwan mo sa Changi, walang magnanakaw niya. Sabihin pa nung sir, nakalimutan nyo. Babalik pa sa'yo yan. Right? And you think that would bring about contentment in my life. And that's why we covet. That's why ang daming cellphone na nawawala sa Green Hills. Binibenta doon. Bakit? Somebody's coveting your phone. So those who love money will never have enough. As you work and you work and you work and you acquire and you acquire and you acquire, it will never be enough. And if you feel like this will bring happiness, I'm sorry to tell you, it won't bring happiness. Verse 11. The more you have, the more people come to help you spend it. Pansin nyo, nung yumamang kayo, dami nyo ng friends. Okay. Concern lang naman sila, they want to help you spend it. Yeah. Biglang dumidikit, ang gusto mo magpalibre, gusto nila magpalibre, ikaw naman, libre ka ng libre. Why? Because it feeds you. Wow, people are coming to me. Wow, I love this feeling of being wealthy, of having a lot of money, and keep on swiping my card to please others. It does something in me. It uplifts me. I feel like the presence of God is in me. Dahil ang dami kong nililibre. Yun lang naman pala, mayabang ka talaga. And you're putting all your security and identity in your wealth. And that's why, because you're feeding a lot of people now who's helping you spend the money, what do you need? I need more to come in so that I can do this more to make me feel more happy. And then he says, so what good is wealth? Except perhaps to watch it slip through your fingers. If you live a life of covetousness, what good is wealth? Except that makikita mo, dumadaan lang siya sa kamay mo. Nawawala na. Dami mong kaibigan, pero lahat yon dahil may pera ka. Nung wala ka ng pera, wala ka ng kaibigan. Good example would be Mike Tyson. Earned $500 million in his entire lifetime. He's now broke. $500 million, ha? Not pesos, dollars. And it's all gone. He had so many friends during his prime, but now, where is he? Yeah, he's doing B-action movies so that he can feed himself. The more you have, the more people will come to you. Yan yung pagiging covetousness. If you have a covetous heart. Yeah. Para siyang mga... Ewan ko sa inyo, no? Pero last year, sobrang daming langgam sa bahay. There would be seasons every year, that there's a month, na daming langgam sa bahay namin. Makikita mo yung langgam sa kusina namin, at saka sa mga bedrooms namin, kinakain yung mga t-shirt namin, yung mga may print. Kaya butas-butas eh. Dati honor God, ngayon God na lang eh. No? Yung t-shirt ko. As in, sobrang dami namin kailangang itapon ng mga shirts kasi butas-butas na talaga. Mga malalaking red ant. And sometimes, magsuot namin, aray, aray, aray. andun na pala sa t-shirt namin. No? So sabi namin, paano ba to? Kasi hindi naman pwede bygone kami ng bygone. May mga bata, may not good for the health also. Right? So sabi ng friend namin, bumili kayo, effective yung ano, chok. Icho-chok mo lang yan, kakainin nila yung chok, tapos mamamatay sila. So bumili kami sa grocery ng chok lang na ant-killer chok. Okay? So naglagay kami, tapos mapapansin mo, the ants would actually go there and eat the chok powder and then they'll stop like this, right? Tapos gaganon sila, di ba? Tapos makita mo lahat sila nakatupi na. Tapos mahuhulog-hulog na. Yeah. So ginawa namin, I'm telling you, it was so effective. One day lang, never na bumalik. Lahat ng langgam, either namatay sila lahat o talaga sobrang effective nung ant killer. Kasi nung kinuha namin yung chok, ginawa ko lang, nilagay ko sa pader eh. Sinulat ko lang to, sabi ko, di, ganyan. Pero medyo wala na sila ngayon because of the chok. You know what happened when I put the lines of the chok? Di ba, ants would go there and they would start eating and they would start to die. Interestingly, another group of ants would come out. Kahit alam nilang tumutupi at namamatay. Tapos nahuhulog, di ba? Isipin mo, no, parang nahuhulog sila sa building na mataas. Ah! Sabi na, ay, nahuhulog sila. Tara, tara, kainin natin, di ba? Actually, maglalabasan, pupunta sila lahat doon, tapos kinakain nila yung powder. Tapos lahat sila namamatay. Right? That is an example, though hindi naman tayo langgam, that is an example of covetousness. You know it's killing you. You know it will not satisfy you. It just feeds on an addiction, but you keep going and eating it up. And the world loves it because they're earning from you. That's covetousness. Sabi ni Dave Ramsey, we buy things we don't need with the money we don't have to impress people we don't like. This is so true. Yeah. Ba't mo mabinili yan? Eh, kinakantsawan ako eh. Yeah. Ano bang pakinin nila sa buhay mo? Wala. Wala lang. Di ba? Swipe ka ng swipe eh. Mukha mo nakaganon na sa card. Di ba? Why? Because of greed. You're not content with life. In your mind, I have something to prove to the world. And that's why we covet. And that's really the reason. We covet because we think there's something else to prove. Yeah? That's why you live a life of insecurity. You're always trying to prove something. Buying stuff you don't need. With the money you don't have to impress who? The people you actually don't like. Just trying to prove something to the world. Okay? Verse 12. People who work hard sleep well, whether they eat little or much. But the rich seldom get a good night's sleep in the context of covetousness. Yung mga gusto lang yumaman at saka yung mga mayayaman na sugapa sa pera, hindi raw makatulog. They don't get a good night's sleep. Why? It's either they're thinking of more ways to acquire wealth or they're worrying about yung nilagay ba nilang investment, nalulugi ba. Parang napraproning sila palagi, hindi sila makatulog. But then the Bible says, those who work hard, whether they eat little or much, they have a good night's sleep. Why? They're focused on what God has called them to do. They're content. That's why they could sleep well. Di masyado marami kinain, di makapag-buffet, okay lang, tulog kami. Busog na kami sa sardinas at kanin. At least nagtatrabaho ako. At least my basic needs are covered. I can actually sleep well. Sipin mo na yung mundo natin ngayon, pag basic needs, never enough. That's why you cannot sleep well. Because I need more, I need more, I need more, I need more, I need more. That's why you cannot sleep well. You work too hard to buy things you don't actually need. That's why you cannot sleep well. If you start living for things, it would not give you a good night's sleep. Again, ulitin ko, when you start living for things, when you start working for things, it will just stress you out. Why? The root behind it is greed. You're living for things. Trabaho, trabaho, trabaho. Bakit? Kasi itong 32-inch na TV, masyado ng maliit. Kailangan ko 65 na curve. Ba't kailangan mo curve? Laki ng tiyan ko para pag pinapalitan ko. Di ba? Di, mas iba pag curve eh. Kasi mga di na-download ko mga illegal na torrent, 1080p. Yeah. Mas okay yung ano niya. Nagsarado na pala. Right? Living for things. Yeah. Makarinig ka, no? Maraming nagsasabi, ba't ka ba trabaho na trabaho, hindi ka na umuwi? Para sa pamilya ko. Eh, wala ka ng pamilyang uwian. Pati aso mo, tumatawol, hindi ka nakilala. You're overworked. Why? You're living for things. That's why you cannot sleep well. You sleep late, you wake up early, you get stressed, you get old too soon, you die soon. Because it's all about getting and getting and getting more. Pero ano sabi dito, no? Okay? Diba, dapat contentment. Pero pag makita mo, gusto ko lang i-note, baka kasi yung iba, i-quote tong verse. People who, what? Okay. Contento na ako, okay na akong tamad. Contento naman ako sa buhay. Pa ako magtatrabaho, may damit naman ako eh. No. The Bible says, you what? You work hard and you sleep well. Kung tamad ka, ewan ko, paano ka makatulog? Actually, yung mga tamad, hindi rin makatulog yan kasi bukas din nila saan nila kukunin yung pera eh. Because they don't work. There's no income. You keep asking money from your parents. You're so old already. You should stop doing that. Okay? You need to work hard so you can sleep well. Okay? But the rich seldom gets a good night's sleep. Now, there is another problem, serious problem, sabi ni Solomon. I've seen under the sun, hoarding riches harms the saver. Money is put into risky investments that turn sour and everything is lost. In the end, there is nothing left to pass on to one's children. What's happening now? Okay. Once you start to hoard, you keep on coveting money, it harms you, the hoarder. It harms the hoarder. Why? It's feeding sin of greed. It harms you. You start putting into risky investments. And then everything will be lost. Sira ang mundo mo. It crumbles. Kasi nga masyado kang nagkokovet. You're too greedy. You cannot see the signs. And you lose all your investments because of greed. Yeah. But then he says, in the end, there's nothing for you to pass on to your children. Alam mo anong kailangan mo ipasa sa anak mo? What you need to pass on is not actually too much wealth. What you need to pass on is character, hard work. Tayo kasi, let me talk to the young couples now. I've experienced this when we were newly married. Okay? Kasi yung parents ko, laking hirap yan eh. Sina papa, mama. Tatay ko, runner lang sa Divisoria at saka sa Isabela. Runner. Okay? Boy. Diba? Hanggang naging successful siya. So, pati si mama ko, ganun, laki sa hirap. Umiyak yan sa hirap. Lahat ng pawis nila sa hirap. You know, it was hard. Life was hard. Diba? I was born 1979. Sa Tondo. Okay? Pero medyo may kinikita na yung magulang ko noon. Pero nung meron na akong isip, I was 4 or 5 years old. We were actually in Quezon City with a bigger house. So, nung namulat ako sa mundo, okay ng lahat. May breakfast, may mid-breakfast, may lunch, may mid-snacks, may dinner, at may midnight dinner. Ah, kaya pala ang taba niyan. Okay. Diba? So, diba? We were like, we came into the world, hindi na namin nakita yung umiiyak sila sa hirap. Binigay sa amin. Yung blessings. Minsan tayo mga magulang, iniisip natin, ayoko nang madaanan nung anak ko yung paghihirap namin. And we shield them with the pressures of the world. What happens? You produce soft, emotional kids who won't do any work because it's hot. It's hard. Walang pressure. Lahat bigay. Hindi matututo. Kaya tamad. Kaya malambot pagdating sa trabaho. Why? Because we've given them everything. We've shielded them from pressure. Put more pressure in your kids. That's why I love bringing my kids to, when we went to Macau, kasama ko si Aliana, yung panganay ko, para makita niya yung missionary life. Kita niya, hindi ganun kadali. Kita niya, walang kotse sila, Pastor Gio, kasi 100 pesos ata per hour yung parking doon. Kita niya yung hirap. Kita niya yung mga campus missionary doon. So sabi ko, Aliana, do you want to be a missionary? Nung nasa elevator kami, isip-isip pa siya eh. Because she saw, when we went to Tagaytay, and she saw the ministry for the poor. We're exposing them because we're telling them, kids, you're not normal. 90% of the Filipinos don't have cars, they commute. We're above normal. Blessed tayo ni Lord, may kotse tayo. Hindi ka nag-aantay sa ulan para mag-jeep. But if they're not exposed, they will be entitled. They would be lazy. It's all about receiving. And so, yung attitude nila, medyo ano, kung entitled ka kasi, ano eh, you will covet eh. Gusto ko niyan, gusto niyan. Di mo nabigyan, iiyak. No, no, that's not the normal world. This is the normal world. I'm not saying let's live there, but I'm just saying you've got to have your eyes open because you've got to learn how to work. And for everyone here, it's the same way. Huwag tayong matakot kung magtatrabaho tayo. Kailangan mo talaga magtrabaho. Mahirap talaga. Kaya kami, kahit may malaking bahay noon, sabi ko, unang trabaho ko sa bodega. Ayaw ng tatay ko na boss ako agad. Sabi ko pa, tayo naman. Pinaaral mo pa ako sa best school in the world, La Salle University. Tapos sa bodega lang ako. Diba? O nga naman, no? Kailangan ko matuto. I need to learn how to work. I need to feel pressure. Let your kids be pressured sometimes. Hindi lahat lollipop. Malaking bonjing. Because they don't know how to work. They don't know what life is all about. They don't see kung paano kayo magpuyat. They need to know that. They need to be exposed. Or else, they'll always have this. Pinge. 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 Di ba? Tatampo pa pag hindi mo binigyan. Alright? Yung mga young people dito, dapat di tayo nag-church ngayon, tuloy oh. Ngayon ko pa in-invite si mama, papa, okay. Pero itong problem ng greed eh. That's why we live in a greedy culture because we feel we're entitled to everything. We live in an economy where they say greed is king. We trust in greed. The more money, the more ano, sarap. Yeah. So ano sabi ni Paul? Sabi ni Paul, Philippians 4, verse 11. We'll talk about contentment, which is the antidote to covetousness. Not that I'm speaking of being in need. For I've learned in whatever situation I am to be what? Content. Ano sabi ni Paul? Hindi sa humingi ako ng pera. Alam ko na yan. I've learned how to be content. What that means is, contentment is the opposite of coveting. Paul was not asking. He was saying, I can manage. I can live. Kahit mahina benta ng tent ko ngayon, I'm content. I know this is where God placed me. I'm content. I can live with this. And he says what? I've learned. You can actually learn to be content. Kaya after service, huwag kayong lilinya dito ha. Pastor, paki-cash out nga ang greed sa akin. Hindi po nakaka-cash out yan. Natututunan ang contentment para mawala yung greed. You have to learn this. Okay? You learn it. Nobody lay hands on you and you'll be content automatically. You learn through the years to be content. Okay? It's an issue of the heart, not the possession. Okay? Verse 12. Ang sikat kasi, Philippians 4:13 eh, no? Hindi natin nakita yung verse 11 and 12. Okay. Verse 12, sabi niya, I know what it is to be in need. Ay, nanggaling na ako dyan. Wala akong makain. Inaamoy ko na lang yung delata. Nabubusog na ako. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. Ay, may mga buwan, lakas talaga ng benta ng tent ko. Lalo na pag youth camp. Sabi ni Paul, there are seasons, I have plenty, there are seasons, I'm in lack. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And then he says the famous verse that almost everybody quotes in the Christian world. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. How do you learn things? Diba? Pag sa academics, textbook, basa ka, experience, on the job training. Ganun din, how to learn contentment. Number one, through the scripture. If you have the word of God in you, tapos makita mo yung worldview ni Jesus, yung view ng Bible about money and about contentment, it changes you. Because you read through the scripture. The other thing that has helped me to be content is actually discipleship. When I was exposed to people, when there was an impartation of generosity and contentment among the people that I know, ah, ganun pala, no? Pwede palang contented sa buhay. Okay din pala yun, no? Na kahit wala masyadong pera, saya nila, oh. It happens in discipleship. You meet people from all walks of life and you see their content. When I was ministering yesterday to 400 full-time ministers who will never be millionaires aside if God does bless them, you see a room full of content people helping the poor. Masaya, nagkakatuwaan. It happens in the context of discipleship. It won't happen through a Sunday meeting. It happens as you interact more with people of faith and seeing, oh nga, no, grabe siya, no? Sobrang content niya sa buhay, no? Kahit ganun lang yung lifestyle, masaya. Paul says, I've learned, whether in plenty or in lack. Kaya huwag niyo despise yung mga times na you're lacking. Wala masyadong pera. Hirap, hindi niyo alam paano i-budget. Okay lang yun, embrace niyo yun. Sabi mo, Lord, may tinuturo ka sa akin, you're building my muscles now. You're putting me under financial pressure so that I could actually pray and believe God. Tandaan nyo, kung life is so good, would there really be a need of God? Life is not easy. Life is hard. That's why you need God. And this is what Paul was saying, whatever season. Lakas ang benta, walang benta, I know what it is to be content. Ecclesiastes 4:8. Balik tayo kay Solomon. Sabi niya, one person who has no other, either son or brother, yet there is no end to all his toil, and his eyes are never satisfied with what? Riches. So that he never asks, for whom am I toiling and depriving myself of pleasure? This also is vanity and an unhappy business. Ano sabi ni Solomon? Meron nga akong kilala, tulad ko. Okay? Who might have no son or brother. Yet, he works and works and works and his eyes are never satisfied with riches. Nakalimutan niyang tanong, ba't nga ba ako nagtatrabaho? Para kinino na nga ba ito ulit? When you come to a point that it's all about acquiring wealth, you've lost the meaning of your work. If it's all about the sports car, and it's all about the bigger expansion of your house, and if it's all about acquiring, you've lost the meaning of life. It's vanity. It's useless. Kalimutan mo na eh. Ba't ka nagtatrabaho para sa pamilya? Nasaan ang pamilya mo ngayon? Para sa misis ko, para mas maganda kama namin. Yung pag tumatalon kami, hindi lumulubog, kami pa yung tumatalon ulit. Trampoline yan, bro. Eh, wala ka ng oras sa misis, hindi mo nga dinidate na misis mo eh. Ano ba yung kama? Ikaw lang din nakahiga dyan. Diba? Diyan naman si papi eh. Ayan, aso na lang katabi mo. Because you've been working and working and working. You've never asked the question, why am I working? And all of us, we know the answer. Why do we work? It's for the honor and glory of God. Therefore, family cannot be sacrificed because of us trying to want more. We cannot. What this verse is actually saying is relationships are more valuable than things. Honest assessment sa buhay niyo. Huwag niyo nang sagutin out loud. No? In your own life, why do you work? Why do you acquire more? Is it because of relationship or things? Again, if your answer is things, you're living for things. It should be relationships. Para makapagbakasyon kami ng mga anak ko. Bonding time lang. Para makadate kami. Para mabuild namin yung relationship namin sa isa't isa. This is far more important than things. Another thing, 1 Timothy verse 6, it says, but godliness with contentment is what? Is great gain. Okay? For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be what? Content. Balik natin sa Bible, ha? Hindi sa opinion ng tao. Sabi ng Bible, if you're godly and content, it's great gain. Grabe yung advantage mo sa buong taong hindi godly at hindi content. It's great gain. Why? Because nakuha mo na. Ito yung sinusulat ni Paul kay Timothy, nakuha mo na ang buhay. You'll take nothing out of this world. Yung pinagpapaguran mo na sobrang hirap para lang makakuha ng latest na ganito o ganyan, hindi mo naman madadala sa langit yan eh. Depende kung saan ka punta. No? O impyerno. You can't bring it to the afterlife. You can take nothing into the world. We cannot take anything out of the world. So sabi ni Paul, so, simplehan na lang natin ha. Ano ba talaga kailangan mo? Pagkain at damit. This, you will be content. If you look at life, what do you actually need? Food and clothing. Paul was writing this in prison. Yan lang naman kailangan niya. Nung nakatali siya, sana may pagkain. Sana may damit kasi lamig. Kontento na ako. Clear ako sa goal ko in life. It's to honor God, not to acquire more wealth. And I hope something changes here as you apply this Ten Commandments in your life. I hope after this, you start checking again. Ba't nga natin ulit bibilin tong pang-anim na kotse natin? Hindi ko sinasabing, bawal bumire eh. Sabi ko lang, tanong nyo lang. Ba't ka nga bibili nung class 8 na pekeng LB? Eh, di ba reunion? You buy things for people that you just want to impress. You don't actually like them. Bakit nga ulit? Alam nyo naman sagot. Kasi covetous tayo eh. Di ba? Peace bump. Di ba? Seriously, bakit nga? Why? All you need actually is food and clothing. You don't need actually more in life. To be happy in life, ah, it's just all actually basic. Kaya nga sinabi, basic need mo yan. That's what you need, food and clothing. Godliness is more valuable than things. If everyone is godly, you don't need to impress. If you're godly, you don't need to impress. Right? Godliness is more valuable than things. Look at what it says in Hebrews 13:5. Another one of the most quotable verse in Scripture. Okay? Yung ending. Pero tingnan muna natin yung taas, yung context ng quote. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Okay? Kita mo na yung dalawang verse na lagi natin kinokote na mali-mali ang context. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Ano bang context nun? Contentment. I know what it is to be in plenty. I know what it is to be in lack. So therefore, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Kung di ka contento, hindi mo pwedeng i-quote yung verse na yun. Hindi mo pwedeng Instagram yun. Napanay bling-bling ka, tapos in-Instagram mo yun. You can't. You're disobeying the verse. You're taking it out of context. Now, this one, we always say this also. But God will never leave me. Jesus will never forsake me. Ano ulit yung context? Contentment. Alam ni Lord eh. Ito naman magiging issue ng tao, lalo na pag dumating na yung blessings ko eh. Magiging covetous sila. They'll covet for things. They'll forget about me. Flee from the love of money. Because I am your reward. I am your riches. I'm you're rich because you have me. If you have food, you have clothing, you have Jesus, you're covered. Yung sinasabi sa Psalms na lagi nating kinokot, yung sabi niya na, you will never see a child of God beg for bread. Kinokot natin yun dahil habang magpe-pray tayo, Lord, give me that Ferrari, Lord, for you said, this child of God will never beg for bread. Hindi po tinapay ang kotse. God was talking about basic need. God is after your character. He wants you to be content and not to be covetous. Gabi, no? Pagkatinig na mo yung scripture in light of what it really means, patatanggal lahat ng mga false, mga context natin about scripture. So, let me end with this. Let me land with this. What is the secret to contentment? And I hope you got it already. So, if Philippians 4, sabi ni Paul, whether in plenty or in lack, I'm okay. I've learned how to be content. And then verse 13, the most quoted verse during prayer meetings. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The secret to contentment is Jesus. It is through Christ that you will feel content. Without Christ, you will never be contented. If you're addicted into something, the only antidote is Christ for you to be fully filled. If you're addicted to stuff, the only way, the antidote to that is knowing who Christ is and that everything I need is in Christ. And Christ has provided me food and clothing. I need to be content with life. Isa sa mga prayer namin, no? Even as God blesses the church. I'm telling you, Victory Green Hills is one of the most generous church in Metro Manila. But the prayer is this, that all of us would get this. That when God blesses you beyond measure, and we've seen that happen, tremendous talaga pag mag-bless si Lord, umaapaw, siksik, liglig, umaapaw, sabi sa Bible. And it's true, God wants His people to be prosperous. But then the prayer is not that you'll increase your standard of living, but to really increase your standard of giving. That I will be more generous. Sana wag magka-come to the point na malungkot ka dahil tatlo yung kotse mo. At tatlo lang. Or malungkot ka dahil 32-inch yung TV mo. Buti may TV ka pa. Malungkot ka na yung phone mo, iPhone 4 pa rin. Kung yun yung kinalulungkutan mo, kakalungkot ng buhay mo. Because you've never learned how to be content. There's a covetousness. There's a greedy spirit there that needs to be taken out. And the only antidote is contentment in Christ. So again, I cannot lay hands on you for contentment to come. It's something that you have to learn. When God says, thou shalt not covet, what He's saying is learn how to be content. And we're going to pray that this would be a start of your journey to becoming more content in life. Tandaan nyo, lagi namin sinabi, every financial decision is a spiritual decision because it exposes what's in your heart. Let's bow down our heads. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you very much, Lord, for reminding us once again that everything, and Lord, we're not saying this because we're Christians, but we're saying this because this is how life should be as a child of God. That everything we need is in Christ. Lord, you said that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength so that we might be content. Lord, you pointed us again to your very presence when you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, be content. Lord, do a work in us, Lord. Take away that greedy, covetousness heart that we all have. And Lord, start to change it slowly, transforming us so that we might see that every financial decisions we make, every things that we buy is actually an exposure of what's in our hearts. Lord, I pray that starting today, even as the blessing overflows, let contentment reign in our hearts. That we might find our contentment and our satisfaction in Christ and not the things of this world. Lord, that I don't need the latest shoes. I don't need the latest gadgets. So that I would be content. But Lord, may I find my contentment in You. So I pray, Lord, for each and everyone here today. May we come out of here being challenged and disturbed if we have a lifestyle of covetousness. If we have a lifestyle of greed, speak to our hearts so that we might repent of our sin. Lord, if we've raised up our kids in entitlement, Lord, I pray that You would speak to us and expose, Lord, even the dysfunctional practices we have at home so that we might learn how to lead our kids in the right way. Lord, even as husband and wives, Lord, sometimes, Lord, namamadali kami, Lord, na kailangan may good life agad. Not knowing that we need the process of hard work, of saving up, of raking in the hours. Lord, even for the singles who are here today, Lord, take away the myth that we can be overnight sensations. Lord, may we not covet for fame and power and influence just by the click of a finger. Lord, but may we do it. Lord, may we start living our lives with the calling and vision that You have for us to be faithful in that call. Whether we're going to be famous or not, whether we're going to have a higher platform or not, Lord, in whatever season, whatever circumstance, in plenty or in lack, we will be content. So I pray, God, do a work in us today. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.